Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and good morning.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
We are continuing with our series of lectures on preaching as the essence.
我们继续进行我们的系列课程，传播是精髓。
And recently, we've been focusing on books are the basis.
近期我们主要专注在书籍是基础这一块。
As I mentioned before, during one Mayapur festival, a devotee came into Prabhupada's room with a Chinese scroll. And in Chinese, these four aphorisms were there. Books are the basis, preaching is the essence.Purity is a force, and utility is a principle.
你记得很早的时候就跟大家提到过，说有一次在 Mayapur 过节的时候，有奉献者来到 Srila Prabhupada 的房间，拿了一个中式的卷轴，上面写着四句，对联，书籍是基础，传播是精髓。纯粹是力量，运用为原则。
And Prabhupada said that, excuse me. Prabhupada said that that encapsulated his mission.
Prabhupada 说，这四句话已经浓缩了我的整个传播使命的精髓。
And in recent weeks, we've had the opportunity to interview various devotees.
近期呢，我们也有机会采访到不同的奉献者。
So this morning we have the great honor, good fortune, and privilege to interview Vijay Prabhu.
今天早上我们特别荣幸，也很幸运的请到了 Vijay Prabhu.
So Vijay Prabhu is quite famous.
Vijay Prabhu 是一个名人。
He's the GBC minister for book distribution.
他是 GBC, GBC 派书部的部长。
And, excuse me, he has been distributing books for, I think, more years than we can remember.
他派书的年数，派书的时间，可能我们数不过来了。
He travels very widely.
他也经常会到处旅行。
He travels the world, actually.
其实他在全世界旅行。
He teaches seminars and book distribution, personally trains devotees in the techniques of book distribution.
他在全世界旅行，会举办一些派书工作坊，还会亲自去训练奉献者怎么样去派书。
And most days you'll find him out distributing books in whatever city around the world that he may be situated at that particular time.
在全世界各地旅行，不管在哪个城市，不管在哪儿。你会发现他大部分时间都是在外面的派书。
So Vijay Prabhu, welcome.
欢迎 Vijay Prabhu.
Thank you for so graciously agreeing to do the interview for us.
感谢您能仁慈的接受我们的采访。
So I guess the best place to start is from the beginning.
我想最好的莫过于从开始的时候讲起。
So could you please tell us how you were first introduced to Krishna consciousness?
您能不能跟我们谈一谈您最初是怎么样来到 Krishna 知觉当中的呢?
I grew up in Los Angeles, and at one point, I guess I was about 21, I startedasking questions and studying different philosophies and
我是在洛杉矶长大的，大概21岁的时候就开始，思考一些问题，开始去研读各种哲学。
And then on television at a friend's home, I saw this yogi on television talking about yoga and meditation, and it sounded kind of interesting. And they had a place there in Los Angeles where I could go and I could learn more about what they were offering.
有一次在朋友家里面看看电视的时候，我发现看到电视上有一个人，有一个瑜伽师，他在教瑜伽、冥想之类的东西，我就觉得挺有意思的，而且他落实现场去学。
It was called Transcendental Meditation.
他们。
And what they do is they have a 3-day seminar. You find out what they're doing, what they're offering, and then after 3 days, if you want, you can buy a mantra.
他们教的内容叫做超然的冥想。他们举行了一个3天的超然冥想工作坊。过了3天之后呢，他们说你有感兴趣的话，你可以付钱买一个 mantra。
So I thought, all right, let me check it out. Let's see what they got. So I paid $120 for a 2-syllable mantra. And you meditate for 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, and that's what you do.
我就花了120美元买了一个2个音节的 mantra，他们告诉我要早晚各练一次，每次15分钟。
So I was doing that, and it was good. Kind of helped me, slow down my pace from material life. So it was kind of helped me along. And then I was reading books also about philosophy. And in one book in particular, I was reading by Baba Ramdas.
当时我倒是试了一段时间，还的确有帮到我。我感觉，至少能够让我是物质生活的节奏慢下来。那在练习这个 mantra 的同时，我也在读一些哲学书，其中一本就是 Baba Ramdas 写的书籍。
So at one point I was thinking, LA is probably not a good place for yoga and meditation. I decided to go traveling, looking for a paradise.
后来我觉得可能洛杉矶并不是一个练习冥想的好地方，于是我就决定去旅行，去别的地方去寻找一个天堂。
So I went traveling. And I'm reading this book by Baba Ram Dass, and in the book he says, as one advances in spiritual life, one becomes detached from material things, from money and materialistic people in general. I thought, okay, that makes sense.
于是我就开始旅行了。与此同时，我还在阅读着 Baba Ram Dass 写的书。他在书里面有写过一句话，他说：“随着一个人在灵性道路上获得进步，他会不再去依恋，不再去依附物质的事情，比如说钱财，还有人等等。”
So as I was traveling, someone stole all my things.
在旅行途中，突然有一天就有人把我的东西都偷走了。
And I thought, okay, that's good. I couldn't give it up on my own. It was taken from me. So that's a good sign that this process is working.
当时我就想，那也挺好的，要让我主动去放弃，我还难以放弃呢。这下好了，他被这样就被强行带走了。看来还真是这样，这是一个好的迹象。
So I decided to go down to a place called the Bahamas, which is they're islands on the southeastern coast, off the southeastern coast of America.
然后我就去了一个美国东南部的一个地方。
So I went to Miami, which is not very close to Bahamas. I flew to the Bahamas, and I was very disappointed because it was really materialistic.
之后我去了迈阿密， 离我刚刚去的那个地方不远，那个地方其实我并不喜欢，因为太物质化了。
So I decided to leave the next day, very disappointed. But before I left, someone stole all my money.
所以我就待了两天，我就决定，要离开了，实在太失望了。在我离开之前，有人把我的钱全偷走了。
But I was so happy because I knew something extraordinary is happening now in my life, and I'll never go back again to material life.
但是我心里还是挺高兴的，因为我意识到我的生命当中现在发生着非同寻常的一些变化。我想我再也不可能再回到物质化的生活当中了。
So somehow I still had my ticket, I had my passport, and I still had this book. So I flew back to Miami, not knowing where I'm going.
至少回迈阿去迈阿密的车票机票还在，护照还在，我读的那本书还在。所以我就飞到了迈阿密，但是不知道接下来要做什么。
So I started hitchhiking. Do you know what hitchhiking means, Mataji?
Yes. 所以我就搭了便去搭便车旅行。
So one person picked me up and he said, "So where are you going?" I said, "I don't know. I'm on this journey that God has me on. I don't know where I'm going, but I like it."
我就搭便车接我就是载我的那个人就说你要去哪儿啊，我说我也不知道，我就是他顺着神给我开启的这个旅程往下走，我也不知道去哪儿。
So he said, well, you're going to need money wherever you go, so why don't you go down to Key West? Key West is the most southern city in America, in Florida. So I thought, all right, I took that as God's desire, so I went down to Key West and I got a job.
那个人就跟我说，不管你去哪儿都是需要钱的，所以你倒不如在佛罗里达的美国的西部重点去来找个工作，所以我就下了车。
So I went down to Key West, I got a job, and I'm still reading this book by Baba Ram Dass. And in the book, in the back of the book, he has books recommended to read, and one of them was Bhagavad Gita.
于是我就在美国西部重点区那个地方停了下来，找了个工作，同时还在读 Baba Ram Dass 写的一本书。这个书的后面它有一个推荐阅读书目，其中一本就是《博家梵歌》。
So I was very attracted to those two words. I said, that Bhagavad Gita, that sounds like a very interesting book. You know, so I went to the local library in Key West, just a small town, but they had four different Bhagavad Gitas. Fortunately, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita looked more attractive, so I pulled it out.
Bhagavad Gita, 这两个词就特别吸引我，博家梵歌这个词就特别吸引我，于是我就去了当地的公众图书馆去找这本书。那个地方并不大，但是却有四个版本的博家梵歌。幸运的是正好圣 Prabhupada 评注的博家梵歌原意看上去最醒目最吸引我，所以我就抽了那本书。
So I took the book back to my apartment, and I couldn't put it down. Actually, it's not the book we have now, the big unabridged. It was the abridged. It didn't have all the purports. It didn't have the Sanskrit at all. It was a smaller yellowback. But it was, I couldn't put it down. I read it in like 3 days. And from reading that Bhagavad Gita, I stopped chanting the mantra that I got from Transcendental Meditation, and I started chanting Hare Krishna.
我把这本书买回去拿到我的住处就开始读，一读就爱不释手，也连续三天就把它读完了，因为也并不多， 那它是一个简缩版，连梵文也没有，甚至药指也都没有。读了之后，我就不再去唱诵，不再去念诵我在超然冥想工作坊当中买的那个 mantra， 我开始唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
So I had this job where there was nobody around, so I was just chanting Hare Krishna all day long. And Krishna was giving me some special mercy. I really liked the chanting. So after 3 days of chanting, I went outside my workplace, and 100 yards away, there was devotees doing Harinam.
我当时在上班，但是上班旁边没有什么人，所以没人的时候我就开始念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。 念了三天之后，在我工作的地方，我出了门大概100码以外的一个地方，我就看到奉献者在做 Harinam 沿街唱诵。
So I walked over to them and I said, Hey, you're chanting the same mantra I chant. And they said, Oh, you chant Hare Krishna? I said, Yeah, I've been chanting Hare Krishna in that building for the past 3 days.
我就走过去跟他们说，嘿，你们唱诵的这个 mantra 和我唱诵的一样，我也在唱诵 Hare Krishna。 他们很惊讶的就说，你也唱诵 Hare Krishna？ 我说是啊，过去这三天我就在那座楼里面天天在唱诵 Hare Krishna。
So they preached to me for a couple hours, and then they said, you know, we have a little center here, if you want you can come and move in. I said, alright. So I moved in that night.
然后他们就接下来的几个小时都就一直在给我传教。后来跟我说，我们在附近呢有一个小的中心，你如果愿意的话可以搬进来住。那天我就搬了进去。
Krishna took me very quickly.
Krishna 很快就接管我了。
So then after a couple weeks of staying there, they said, you know, you should go to Miami. We have a real temple there. You can go and you can get trained up.
我在那个中心待了几个礼拜之后，他们就告诉我说，我们在迈阿密有一个大的庙宇，正规的庙宇，你可以去那里得到正规的训练。
Before I went to Miami, I was reading one book in Key West at their center, and it was the Nectar of Instruction, and I read how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said,that if one doesn't chant 64 rounds a day, one is considered to be a fallen soul. So I was thinking, well, I don't want to be a fallen soul. So I was chanting 64 rounds a day. But I couldn't continue that because I was still working. So I brought it down to 32.
在去迈阿密之前，也就是我还在美国的西部重点区那个地方在上班，当时我在读一本书叫《教会的甘露》，里面就听到 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 说了，一个人如果不能每天念诵64圈的话，他就被认为是一个堕落的灵魂。听了这句话之后，我就想，我可不想做堕落的灵魂，所以我就每天念64圈，但是没能坚持下去，因为我还在上班，所以我就把它降到了32圈，每天我念32圈。
So the devotees were in Miami, they were all shocked that here's this new bhakta coming and joining the temple. He's chanting 32 rounds a day.
到了迈阿密的庙之后，奉献者都特别吃惊，这是一个 new bhakta, 新奉献者一进来就每天念诵32圈。
So my first service there was washing Krishna's pots.
那来到迈阿密庙之后，我的第一个服务就是洗 Krishna 的锅。
And after 2 months of doing that, the temple president, he said, he asked me, "Are you a little bold?"
在那里洗 Krishna 的锅，大概两个月之后，庙长就问我说，你有没有胆量啊？
I said, "Yeah, I can be pretty bold."
我就说。我可以，我也可以很有胆量的。
I guess that was a prerequisite for being a book distributor.
我想可能有胆量、大胆，这是做派书者的一个先决条件。
So then I started book distribution.
就这样我就开始了派书服务。
That was 1978.
那是1978年。
In this temple, just to finish up the story, the temple in Miami, it was about 8 acres, and there were 60 mango trees, something like that, around 60 mango trees. There's mango trees, banana trees, all kinds of tropical fruits. It was paradise, what I was looking for when I left LA.
Miami 的那个庙，那块地方大概8英亩，但是却有各种热带果树，有60棵芒果树，还有香蕉树，很多热带的果树。那对我来说就真的像天堂一样，而这正是我开始旅行之前心中所畅想的。
Wonderful story.
特别精彩的故事。
So the first book you actually read was the Bhagavad Gita.
Yep.
那您读的第一本书就是《薄伽梵歌》了。
So when you read, So when you read the Bhagavad Gita for that first time, was there a verse or a phrase or a purport or some philosophical point that impressed you the most? I mean.Really impacted you and said, wow, this is it.
Not really. Oh, go ahead. Translate.
在阅读《薄伽梵歌》的过程当中，有没有哪个诗节或者哪个词语、哪句话、哪个哲学要点或者要旨当中哪句话有让你吸引你的，觉得让你觉得这就是我要找的了？
There was nothing that I recall now that really stuck out. Just the whole presentation, the whole Bhagavad Gita. I mean, every page was just like, it was just, I couldn't put it down. It was just, it was astounding. It was just amazing.
我都想不起来了，具体是哪句话或者哪个诗节。总之，薄伽梵歌整个薄伽梵歌的表述，每一句每一也都特别的吸引我，让我很震撼，很惊叹，我就是爱不释手。
I'd read a paragraph and I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. This is the absolute truth.
就读了一段我就说，哇，这真是太精彩了，这就是绝对真理呀。
It was obviously enough to make you want to start chanting Hare Krishna and also give up the other mantra and then also move into the Hare Krishna ashram.
显然这 一段话都足以让你开始唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 放弃你之前买的那个 mantra, 而且马上就让你决定搬进 Hare Krishna 的庙宇了。
So from that first reading of the Bhagavad Gita, and then, of course, chanting and associating with devotees, I mean, you experienced a transformation. I mean, consciousness transformed, your lifestyle transformed from what it had been previously. So, I mean, you were kind of a witness to all of that. I mean, was there like a profound transformation that took place?
听到您说从阅读薄伽梵歌再到开始念诵唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 在和奉献者联谊，你的知觉和生活方式都发生了巨大的转变，你亲自是经历了这个转变，而且见证了自己的变化，那能不能跟我们分享一下这个深刻的变化的过程？
Yeah, it was kind of like a total transformation. Although I was already vegetarian and I was doing meditation already, so I was kind of, Krishna was just kind of molding me, getting me ready to associate with devotees and, you know, take the process.
的确是让我有了巨大的转变。虽然说刚开始我也已经是素食者了， 也在追寻一些关于冥想的灵性的发展道路，但是正式结束之后呢，让我就正式的踏上了这个休息的程序。
So you started out, it seems in at Miami Temple, and as many new devotees, you were engaged in doing some kind of more menial temple service. And then you had the opportunity to start to distribute books. And have there been other services you performed through the years, or has your focus always been on book distribution? That's been your main service.
你刚刚谈到说，到了迈阿密庙之后呢，奉献者让你做了一些卑微的小的庙宇的服务，那后来就开始派书了。那除了派书之外，你还有没有做过其他的一些关爱服务？还是说这些年您的服务的重点就是派书？
Well, in 1989, the temple president in Miami, he was going elsewhere. He was giving up the presidency, and he asked me to be the president, and I didn't want to be the president. But there was, it turned out there was no, they just thought, Vijay, you got to do it. There's nobody else to do it. So I just reluctantly, I took that. I did it for 9 months, and I told them, I'll only do it until you get somebody else to be the president. So, but while I was the president, I was still distributing books because I was also the main source of income for the temple.
1989年的时候，我所在的迈阿密的庙宇的庙长去了别的地方，有一些事情负责，他就跟我说，你得来做迈阿密的庙宇的庙长了。其实我不情愿，但是还是接受了。我就告诉他说，除非就是我会来做，但是一直做到你找到下一位，找到更合适的庙长，更合适的人来做庙长。但当时担任庙长期间，我也在派书，因为那是庙宇的主要的收入来源。
Do you remember the first day you went out, or those the first few times you went out, with what the experience was?
你还记得第一天出去派书，或者前几次出去派书的体验吗？
Well, I'll tell you, the first few days was very difficult because we were going out to the streetlights, and there was already other people that were getting donations for other causes. So the people had already seen so many, the people in the cars at the streetlights, they'd already seen so many collectors, so it was very difficult.
前几次确实是特别困难的，因为我们是在红绿灯处，在街道上红绿灯的地方停下来去派书的。其实除了我们之外，还有别的一些人也会在街上来收集布施，所以那些我们开车的人已经见过很多这样的人了，所以我们就很难。
So at one point, I decided I should learn a verse that could help me through this difficulty. So I learned this verse, Yang Hinav Yati Yantiyate Purusan Purusarsava Samadukha Sikandiram Samantata Vikarite. That, you can go ahead and translate.
后来我想，我得学一个师姐，得找一个师姐能鼓励我，帮我度过这个难关，帮我克服这个困难。所以我就学了这个师姐。
Which means that one who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. So I had to tolerate that difficulty. So I did the streetlights for 2 months, and then they said, well, I think you're ready for the airport.
后来这个师姐就是一个不受苦乐双重性的影响，文处两境之中的人，他以获得了解脱，所以这个时候师姐就给我很大鼓励。我在 街上红绿灯的地方派了一段时间书之后呢，奉献者就说你可以尝试去机场派书了。
And the airport was a big relief. Because I could, you could talk to people and you could have exchanges and you get the book. And, but actually, in the beginning, we were just doing BTGs.
在机场派书倒是放松一些了，因为我可以和人交谈交流。刚开始呢，派的主要是 BTG， 也就是回归神手杂志。
So I did the airport for 14 years.
在机场派书持续了14年。
It was my home for quite some time.
Was it one particular airport or different ones?
I was mostly in Miami.
是在同一个机场呢，还是不同的机场呢？跑步说，我大部分时候是在迈阿密机场。
And
go ahead.
And in those days, like what would a typical day look like in terms of how many books you distributed?
一般情况是，派书情况是怎样的？比如说，一般每天能派多少？
By Krishna's mercy, I was doing about 50 books a day. And then on the weekends, we would do about 100 books a day.
因为 Krishna 的仁慈，我每天派50本，至少50本，要是周末的话就是100本。
So what did you,
yeah.
So what was your approach? What did you tell people? And what was the exchange like? What did you say? What did they say? I mean...That's not a small thing to distribute 50 books in a day, or as you say, 100 books in a day.
每天派50本，还有您说的周末的时候，甚至能派100本，这可不是一件小事。那么您是怎样去接近人，跟人讲的呢？
So I would stop them by saying, excuse me, I'm LA, where are you from?And people would stop and, you know, actually Prabhupada said that's a good way to start a conversation. I'm from here. Where are you from? Yeah.
我就说，抱歉，请问我是来自于迈阿密的，请问你是从哪儿来的？ Prabhupada 说，这是很好的一种开始对话的方式。
And then I'd show, well, here, check this out. So I'd show them the book and,You know, it's interesting that Prabhupada, he put pictures in our books because people like artwork, especially they like artwork that has some message.
然后我就会递给他一本书，好在那除了 Prabhupada 特别高明，他能够他给我们的每一个书里面都设计都插入了大量的插图，而且呢。因为他知道人们都喜欢一些画作的艺术作品，所以尤其是带一些文字的。
And now what I tell them, excuse me, let me show you some wisdom art. And they say, wisdom art? What wisdom art? Wait, let me show you.
然后就跟他说，请稍等一会儿，我给你们看看一些艺术，智慧的艺术。他们就说，哎，这是什么是智慧的艺术？
And lately, my meditation on book distribution is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Labhante Brahma Nirvana Rusik Samakamasa China Dvaiti Yatatmanaha Sarvabhuta Hitevrata. He says that, let me find it here. He says, those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubt,Go ahead, translate, Manaji.
后来我每次我派书的时候冥想的一个诗节就是博迦梵歌当中的一个诗节，那些超越了苦乐双重性的人。
Now on book distribution, we run into a lot of duality. Some people will say, okay, yeah, I'll take a book. But most people, they don't take a book. They're not interested. So there's thatacceptance and rejection. There's some duality there.
因为这个世界里面有说到超越了苦乐的双重性的人，那在派书的时候，你会遇到有的人说好吧，我请本书，有的人就会拒绝，所以你经常会遇到这样的双重性，被接受，被拒绝。
So this first statement in this verse is very, it's a very powerful statement. Krishna says those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubt. So dualities come from doubt. In other words, we forget that, Krishna is in control.
这句话第一句说的是那些超越了因疑虑产生的双重性的人，也就是说双重性是由疑虑产生的。所以说我们得有信心 Krishna 是控制者。
So if we understand that Krishna is in control, then everything is good. There's no duality. Everything that happens is good. People say no, that's good. We get no's, that's good. We develop tolerance. So no's, rejection, is very good. It helps us develop, devotional qualities, which is one of the most important, is tolerance.
当我们理解到 Krishna 是控制者的时候，我们会发现，我们也会明白，一切都是好的。即便是我们听到很多个 no 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 不，被人拒绝的时候，恰恰能够培养我们的容忍，而容忍是一个很重要的奉爱服务的品质。
So if we have that faith that Krishna is in control of everything, then whatever happens.It's good. It's Krishna's arrangement. It's good.
如果我们有信心，确实相信 Krishna 控制着的一切，那么无论发生什么，我们都会觉得这是好的。
Of course, we should always try our best to convince people to take a book, but we should always understand that Krishna's in control and present the book, but then kind of stand back.And let Krishna do his magic.
但前提是我们任何情况下都要竭尽全力的去请让人请书，而不是让而不是自己退后，让 Krishna 来展示奇迹。
Sometimes we try too much ourselves, and we don't let Krishna. Do his magic. We think by my endeavor, by my ability, I'll convince them to take a book. But a lot of times that also turns into ego. I'm going to convince this person to take a book, and then they feel the ego. And you're not going to convince me to take a book.
有时候我们会过度的努力，觉得我要去展示一下我的能力，我自己的能力，我要说服他去买书，我们没有去允许 Krishna 去参与，那么这是一种假我的驱动，我要去说服他，这种假我的驱动对方是能够感受到的，他就会本能的抗拒，我偏不买书。
Now continuing with this verse, Krishna says whose minds are always engaged within. In other words, we have to be meditating on Krishna, praying to Krishna for devotion to him and compassion for the conditioned souls.
这个诗节接着又说，心意稳处于自我之中，也就是说，在内在的我们始终要向 Krishna 祈祷，祈祷我们能够培养起对他的奉爱，同时能够充满对受制约灵魂的怜悯。
Before I distribute books, I pray to Krishna, please, Krishna, accept this book distribution as an offering to you.
我在派书之前，心中会向 Krishna 祈祷 ，Krishna， 请你接受我派书的这个卑微的服务，这是供奉给你的服务。
Just like at all the temples, there's offerings that are given to Krishna. There's bhoga offerings, and there's kirtan offerings, and there's cleaning the temple. So all this is an offering to Krishna. But the offering that pleases Krishna the most is this offering of going out to help the conditioned souls.
就像每个庙里面会给神像供奉 boga, 供奉食物，供奉 kirtan, 或者是清洁庙宇，这些都是供奉给 Krishna 的服务。那么最取悦 Krishna 的服务，其实是走出去，把 Krishna 之觉给到别人。
And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated, Tapyante Lokatapena Sadhava Prayasojana, that it's very common for devotees of the Lord to accept voluntary suffering to help the people in general become free of their suffering.
圣殿波迦瓦坛当中有一个师节说，主的奉献者总是会自愿承担一些痛苦，以便减轻社会大众的痛苦，这对奉献者来说是很常见的事情。
And this verse goes on to say that, and this is the highest method of worshiping Krishna.
这个师节接着又说，这是崇拜 Krishna 的最高形式。
Now continuing with this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says, those who are, and they're always busy working for the welfare of others.
佛家梵歌当中的这个师节接着说，他持续不断地为了他人的福祉而努力。
And of course, the best example is Srila Prabhupada. He was always busy preaching Krishna consciousness. Just amazing what he accomplished.
总是忙于为他人的福祉而努力。最好的榜样莫过于 Srila Prabhupada 了。Srila Prabhupada 取得的成就那真是惊人的成就，他不断地在为他人的福祉而传播。
And now what I'm finding a little astounding is that now devotees are entering their 70s and 80s even, and they're talking of retiring. But this movement started at 70. Prabhupada was 70 years old when this movement started.
那现在我们看到有最初的奉献者也都到了有70岁的80岁的，那其实我们的 Krishna 之觉运动开始的时候，开启的时候圣 Prabhupada 已经快到70岁了。
There was an interesting exchange with Tamal Krishnamars and Prabhupada in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada said, yeah, you could serve Krishna throughout your life and then you could come and you can retire in Vrindavan. And Tamal Krishnamars said, but Prabhupada, you never came and retired in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, yeah. And Tamal Krishnamar said, well, we're also not going to retire, Prabhupada. We're just going to give our life to you, Prabhupada.
其实七八十岁通常来说已经是一个退休的年龄，但 Prabhupada 却在接近七十岁的时候开启了这个运动。 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 曾经和是了 Prabhupada 在 Vrindavan 有一段很有趣的谈话。 Prabhupada 说，你要你可以，你现在努力去服务，到退休之后来 Vrindavan 退休。但Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 说，可是 Prabhupada 你却从来还没有退休，所以说我们也不要退休，我们要把一生都全部奉献给你。
And Prabhupada, he wanted that. He wanted us to give our life to preaching Krishna consciousness because this is what is most needed throughout the world.
而这正是除了 Prabhupada 的愿望，他希望我们把一生都全部奉献出来去传播 Krishna 之觉，而这正是这个世界现在最需要的东西。
Prabhupada said, you can hire a cook, you can hire a pujari, you can hire a cleaner, but you can't hire a preacher because preaching comes from the heart.
Preaching comes from
heart.
Prabhupada 说你可以雇佣一个厨师，雇佣一个pujari技师，雇佣一个清洁工，但是传教者是雇不来的。因为传教来是发自内心的。
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 说，这个社会当中唯一匮乏的是 Krishna 知觉。
People don't know what's good for them. Just like we also, we didn't know. But then when we got Prabhupada's books, then we understood, oh, this is what I should do.
人们都不知道到底什么是好的，该做什么。我们也是，直到我们遇到了 Prabhupada 的书籍之后，我们才知道这才是我应该做的。
So we're very fortunate that we have this knowledge. And this word fortunate actually comes from this word fortune. So we have this great wealth, this priceless knowledge. And we should want to give it out because this will help people.
那我们现在拥有了这门知识是特别幸运的。幸运这个词的英文是 fortunate， 它的前面的这个词跟 fortune 的意思，既有运气也有财富的意思。也就是说，我们现在很幸运，我们得到了这笔珍贵的财富，所以我们这是无价的财富，我们要把它给出去。
The Tevadhu Swartha Gatinghi Vishnu, they don't know what is actually valuable. What they're thinking is valuable is sense gratification. But what's actually valuable is to serve Krishna.
人们不知道什么是最有价值的、最珍贵的。他们以为有价值的东西就是感官享乐。那其实最有价值的东西、最可贵的是对 Krishna 的服务。
And therefore people, they're blind and they're being led by other blind people. You know, it's just the Kali Yuga is just it's a place of so much darkness.
所以人们才变得很盲目，又被另外一些盲目的人引导着。所以卡利年代就是一片灰暗。
Therefore, when we go out and distribute books, we're distributing these books, and these books are like torchlights lighting up the darkness of Kali Yuga. And the book distributors, they're the carriers of these torches of light.
所以当我们走出去派书的时候，就等于是给这个世界点燃了一个个火炬，而派书者就是火炬手。
Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara. Krishna is compared to light and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is the light of Krishna consciousness, there is no darkness of ignorance.
Krishna 好比太阳， Maya 好比是黑暗。有太阳的地方，有阳光的地方，就不会有黑暗，有愚昧。
Of course it's Kali Yuga, not everybody will take.But some people will take, so we have to go out and try to help at least some people.
当然这是卡利年代，不是每个人都能接受的，但总有人会接受，所以我们得走出去，把书给到那些会接受的人。
I'll tell you an amazing story.
我跟大家讲一个特别好的故事。
One devotee, he was distributing books at a university.
有一个奉献者在大学派书。
And he approached four young men.
他就走近四个年轻人。
And one of them said, My friends, you have to get this book, Science of Self-Realization. Before I read this book, I was an atheist, and I hated people. I got this book 3 days ago, and I stayed up all night reading. It's the most amazing book.Now I love people and I believe in God.
有一个人就跟他的朋友说，你得请了这本书，你得买了这本书，自我觉悟的科，觉悟自我的科学。因为在读这本书之前呢，我是一个无神论者，我也讨厌别人。但是我连夜读了这本书之后，我就感到非常的兴奋。我现在开始去爱所有人了。
So these books are very powerful. So many atheists have become theists, we're just reading Prabhupada's books.
很多无神论者就是因为读了 Prabhupada 的书籍变成了有神论者。
And the reason that a lot of people are atheists is because they've only heard one concept of God. They've never heard our concept of God. If people hear our concept of God, the truth of God, then they may not be atheists.
人们之所以是无神论者，是因为他们从来没有听过关于真正的关于神的概念，关于神的知识。如果他们有听到我们所呈现的关于神的知识、神的概念，他们就不会是无神论者了。
Just a couple of days ago, I was distributing books here in San Diego, and one young lady and young man, I was speaking to them, and they bought a Bhagavad Gita. And the lady said, the young girl, she said she was an atheist. And I said, well, what's your concept of God? And she said, well, she grew up a Catholic. And I said, well, our understanding of God is completely different from that. So I explained our understanding of God. And she said, oh, I believe in that God.
几天前我在圣地亚哥这里派书，遇到一个年轻的女士，还有一个年轻的男士。这位女士就说，我之前是，我是天主教徒，我的对神的理解是完全不一样的，但她听了我对她解释的，我们对神的理解之后，她说，哦，我相信这个关于神的解释。
So it turns out she was so nice that I gave her a mantra card, because she said she does a little meditation. So I told her, try this meditation, it's a very nice meditation.I explained the whole mantra to her, how Krishna is the most beautiful person, and he gives all pleasure and the internal potency of God. And she said, okay. And then she came back a half hour later, and she said, you know, I've been chanting that mantra. I like it. This is good. I like this mantra better than the meditation I was doing.
跟他交谈之后呢，交谈一会儿之后，我觉得他是个特别好的人，他也在练习冥想。我就给他了一个曼陀罗卡片，叫他让他尝试一下这个曼陀罗的冥想。他念了一下，觉得非常好。我也就跟他解释了关于 Krishna 的一些话题。Krishna 是最美的，他是所有内在能量的储藏库等等。后来半个小时之后，他又跑回来找我，他说我试了一下，我真的特别喜欢这个冥想，特别好。
So there's so many people that can become devotees if we just go out and give this energy out, just give this an endeavor to give Krishna to others.
其实有那么多人是有可能成为奉献者的，只需要我们走出去，把这个能量给出去，只需要我们付出努力，把 Krishna 呈现给人们。
I wanted to ask, So you mentioned in the beginning, you know, you were distributing something on the streets and then the airports. And as I understand now, a lot of your distribution is behind a book table. Can you speak a little bit about that, please?
那目前我听到的是您刚开始的时候在红绿灯路口拍书，之后又去机场。那后来我也有听说你有在设立书摊派书，这方面你能不能分享一些？
Yeah, this has actually become a very popular way to distribute books. And some devotees are doing huge at book tables. Myself as well, sometimes Krishna gives me some mercy. But there's some devotees that just a few weeks ago, they were doing $1,000 a day.Distributing books from a book table at universities, which is unheard of.
其实，后来我们发现设立书摊啊，派书也是一个特别受欢迎的一种方式。我自己也有在做，之前还听到有一个奉献者在大学，搭一个书摊来派书。一天就拍了有几千美元出去的书。
You see, the thing with a book table, when you have a book table, you look authorized. right? Mm. You have a table, and you, of course, in China, I don't know if they could do that. In Taiwan, they could probably do it. In Philippines, but China might be a little difficult. But it looks very authorized, and you're standing there, and you're ready to, you know, because people see things, you know, see a table, and they stop. Well, what do you got there? And then you explain it, and people take it. It's a fantastic way to distribute books.
摆书摊派书的话，看上去也更权威一点。你设了一个书摊，然后你站在那里，看上去也比较权威，而且有了书摊，人就会好奇凑过来，你有些什么书啊？我想这个在台湾或者菲律宾还是会比较可行的，不知道在中国的情况。
I think it all started with Ganapati Maharaj, your old friend, who's still doing it. He's the unsung hero. He's been distributing books for like 50 years, and he's still doing it from a table. He's my table guru.
What's his name again? Ganapati Swami Maharaj, 摆书摊派书的第一人，他是我的书摊派书 guru， 他等于说是一个无名英雄，默默的派书50年都有了。
But basically, what I do is I have a leaflet that I, as people are walking by, I, here you go, and that gets them to the table, and then I present the Bhagavad Gita.
You have leaflet. That's like flyer.
Piece of paper, flyer.
Yeah. Flyer. 对，哎，我那我摆摊派书的一个做法就是，我有一个是就是宣传册，我有一个就像传单一样，我会先发出去，然后他们看了以后会走到我的书摊这边来。
When I was in the Philippines, was it last year I was in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was doing that in the Manila, and it was quite successful. You know, a lot of people came by and took books. It's wherever you go, it's a nice way to distribute books.
去年我去菲律宾，在马尼拉派书，也是这么做的，还是挺成功的。不管去哪儿都可以这么做。先发传单，然后去。设书摊派书。
So okay, so just okay. You're sitting behind the table, and you stand up in intervals. And you hand out the flyer, the leaflet, and they come to the table.
No, I sit.
Okay, you sit. So they're attracted, and you present the Bhagavad Gita. So I think it's really helpful for devotees to know what you say, you know, and how they respond, and how you respond to that, because. You know, obviously there's a certain technique. You said Krishna gives us the ability and we're not the doers, but there are some things that obviously you say and they say, and you have experience with that. Shamlu.
您说到您摆摊派书，就是搭一个桌子，你站在后面派书呢，可能时不时的会走出去发一下传单什么的。那当人来到你的书摊前面，你怎么样去跟他们说呢？虽然说你说 Krishna 给了我们这些能力，给我们仁慈什么，但是具体的怎么去向别人呈现介绍博家梵歌，应该还是有方法的。所以我们想知道一下，您是怎么跟人说的
？So as I mentioned earlier, Prabhupada put pictures in the books because people are attracted. So I show pictures.Usually about 3 or 4 pictures.
刚刚我也说了 ，Prabhupada 书的特点就是其中的插图很多，很好看。所以通常我会给人看图，会看3到4幅图。
Probably the best way to do this is if I have a Bhagavad Gita and I actually show it.
Sure.
But it's not in this room. I have to go to another room. I'll be right back.
Okay. Good.
我手头要有本《博家梵歌》，就很容易跟大家来示范一下。那我的书在隔壁的房间，我去取一下。
So this would be more like a live demonstration. And I think it's helpful for devotees to know because, you know, there's certain techniques and some of these devotees like Vijay Prabhu have done this for so long. And, you know, these techniques can be applied anywhere.
那接下来我们可以看到，Vijay Prabhu 给我们现场示范一下，像他这样的奉献者做过很多次了，他们很有经验，怎么样去跟别人去介绍。
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
So the first thing I do is I tell them, see, we used to have a child's body. Eventually, we have an old body. The soul is just cruising through.
大家可以把薄伽梵歌拿出来。翻到插图的那个部分，有一页我们看到，画的是不人从婴儿到，童年、少年、青年，再到成为一个躯体，一个尸体的整个过程。我会给他看，能看这幅画。
Now, when people see this the first time, they're pretty amazed, you know, just to see that one's life. So it's a nice thing to present.
这幅画是很容易去跟人去呈现解释的，因为很多人看到这幅画之后会很吃惊，他们头一次看到人的生命历程是这样的。
Then I show them this picture here. A wise person, the Brahmana, he sees within everyone the soul. Therefore, he's got great respect for all different forms of life.And then I tell them, wouldn't it be nice if everybody saw like that? No war, no racism.
然后我会给他们看一个就是
Brahmana.
会看到 Brahmana 还有不同的生物体在一起的那个照片然后不同的生物体心中都有一个超灵的那个照片，我就跟他们说，你看这样的一个画面是不是特别好呢？所有的生物体在一起，不分种族，不分种姓，不分生物体的这个具体的形式。
Now this next one, people love this picture. People buy the book for this picture that I'm going to show you now. But you have to show it in a nice way.
还有一幅画，这幅画特别的好，很多人就是因为这幅图买下了这本书。接下来我给大家看，但是你呈现的时候，跟他介绍的时候，一定要介绍的特别好。
So I tell them
raise it up a bit.
This is an example. This is an example of life. See the sight, smelling, hearing, touching, and tasting. Sometimes the senses get out of control, like wild horses.
然后我会给他们看到这个五匹马拉着马车这幅图我会跟他们说你看这有五匹马吧这每一匹马分别带着表着我们的感官如果这感官得不到控制的话就像这马没有得到控制一样就会疯跑
And then I tell them the reins is the mind the driver is the intelligenceThe passenger is the soul, and the soul is saying, whoa, 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 slow down, chill out.
然后我会跟他们说，你看这幅图上这个拉马的缰绳就代表着我们的心意，这个拉马的马车夫就是我们的智性，坐在车上的这个乘客就是灵魂，你看灵魂他那个表情说，哦，停下来，慢一点，慢一点。
People love that picture.
很多人特别喜欢这幅画。
And then I tell them, it's originally written in Sanskrit. We suggest you read the English. They always laugh on that.
后来之后我会跟他们看这幅就是这幅图所描述的那个诗节。因为本来他是我跟他说这个世界本来是梵文的，但我那时候跟他们介绍的时候会给他们读英文的。
And basically that's how I present the book, and a lot of people take pretty nice. See this way, they see everything. They see the Sanskrit, they see the pictures, they see You know, they get an idea of the philosophy because you're seeing the soul going through the body. So they get a good idea of the teachings of the Gita just by doing that presentation.
这就是我介绍给人介绍博伽梵歌的方式。我先是给他们看这个图，然后做一个解释，然后给他们看这个描述的是这个梵文诗节所表达的意思。而这个梵文诗节的意思就是我读的这个英文的含义。这样一来，他们很直观的通过图片明白了这个含义，又了解了，听了这个诗节之后也了解了基本的哲学要点。
And I learned something interesting from one bhakti here in San Diego. I was showing the book to somebody on book distribution. He happened to be there.And he said, this person that I was presenting the book to, he said, so how should I read this? And the bhakti came and said, the best way to read it is to just read the bold. Just read the translation of the Sanskrit first. Just go through and read the whole book first, you know, just the bold. And then that'll give you a gist of the whole book and then go back and read the commentary. And I thought, well, that's brilliant because it's not an easy book to read, you know, the Bhagavad Gita.
圣
地亚
哥
这里我给一个人介绍了书之后呢，我们正好有一个新奉献者，他也在场，他就说：“你先把这本书的黑体部分，也就是诗节部分读一遍。”他就很快读完了。读完之后，我又给了他这本书的第二次的那个版本。他说：“那真是太好了，本来不好。”不容易读的一本书，我先把钥匙全读完了。现在他特别感兴趣，我把译文都读完了。现在读完之后感兴趣，又带着钥匙去读了。
What do you think of that, Mars? Doing it that way?
Yeah, it's nice. I think it's nice. You know, we often do that on Gita Jayanti. We got into this some years back. I remember one year I was in Govardhana. I was with Keshav Bharti Maharaj, and we read all the English translations. It takes two and a half hours, which ran through. And it's so powerful to do that, you know, because as you say, you get kind of like an overview of the text and you just see, you know, Arjuna's questions and Krishna's answers. And it's amazing. Yeah, I think it's a good way to go.
Well, good. Now they got your endorsement on that.
Not that everyone's going to agree, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
当时跑，刚刚说的那个要点就是，跑步是他把书介绍给一个新人之后呢，旁边一位也是刚刚加入不久的奉献者，他就提议说，那我们先来一起来把这个博伽梵歌的译文通读一遍吧。他们就一口气读完了这个译文，那个新朋友就感觉特别好，就请了整本的完整版的带钥匙的博伽梵歌。Maharaj 说，有一次在我跟 Keshav Bharti Maharaj 我们在 Govardhana 的时候，正好赶上 Gita Jayanti 博伽梵歌的显现日，我们就把博伽梵歌的译文通读了一遍，花了两个多小时。这样的话就能够去体会这个对话的连续性。Arjuna 提问， Krishna 作答。
At the same time, we obviously want to encourage them to read the purports to get the clear understanding. So,
yeah,
it has to be.
I emphasize that. Yeah.
So, yeah, both sides like that.
当然，同时我们也是鼓励人们去读药旨的。因为读了要旨才能够真正的理解明白这个世界讲的是什么。
So the people sometimes, you know, ask, why should I read this book? What's it going to do for me? I mean, there's so many books out there. Why is yours any better than anybody else's? Do you get that kind of thing? And if so, how do you respond to that?
经常会有人有问到说，我为什么要读这本书呢？有那么多书呢？凭什么这本书就比别的书更好呢？那您在派书的时候有没有遇到或者被问到这类似的问题呢？你又是怎么回答的呢？
I tell them, well, you can be a better person, right? This will help you be a better person. It's helped me be a better person. So many thousands and millions of people, they become better persons just by reading this book.
那我就说的很简单了，这本书可以让你成为更优秀的人。我自己也是读了这本书之后，我变得更优秀了。还有成千上万的很多人都是因为读了这个书之后，变得更好了，成为更优秀的人了。所以读这本书你会变得更好。
So many times when I'm approaching people and I'm trying to engage them, they say, no, 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 I'm good. And I tell them, well, you can be better, right? You can be better. And they, yeah, you're right, I can be better.
其实很多次我就是跟人说就是你读这个书会变得好会变得优秀变得变得好。然后人家都会回答我说我挺好。然后我说你挺好但你可以做变得更好对不对
And sometimes they take a book when I say that.
我这么说了之后很多次我这么说了之后他们还的确就买了书。
So, Vijay Prabhu, how old are you now?
65. Young.
Guru 问Vijay Prabhu 今年多少岁了 Prabhu 说我75岁了还算年轻。
So, I guess the question would be, you know, what's been your prime motivation, you know, to continue to do this service for so many years? As you said, others, you know, they stopped at a certain point. You know, you said retire. I imagine you've seen other distributors that they did it at some point, but they, you know,transition to another service or something like that. So what's been that motivation that's been driving you all these years? Why at 65, why are you continuing to do this?
这么多年了，派书服务您做了这么多年，现在75岁了都没有停下派书的脚步。那我想这么多年你也看到有其他一些奉献者在某个阶段做过派书服务但后来又转到其他服务或者是停了下来等等那您能坚持这么久到底是什么样的动力让您一直坚守在这个服务上呢
Well, by Krishna's mercy, I have a taste for reading Prabhupada's books and throughout his books, he's expressing the importance of preaching, of distributing and giving, you know, this knowledge out. And I like to interact with people. So I guess that's a pretty good combination there. Keeps me going. And it's an ecstatic activity. Book distribution, it's ecstatic.
因为 Krishna 的仁慈所以我培养起了读圣帕巴的书籍的品味。我很喜欢读帕帕的书而在帕帕的书里面帕帕始终的在反复的强调要传播 Krishna 之觉要把这门知识派发给别人所以呢再加上我自己又是一个爱跟人打交道爱和人互动的人所以这是一个完美的组合完美的组合而且呢我认为我觉得派书是一个特别狂喜的服务特别狂喜的活动
So from what you said there there seems to be a real clear connection between like remaining motivated to distribute books with studying Prabhupada's books and practicing some really serious sadhana bhakti
Yeah
照您所说的那我们看得出保持之所以能够保持派书的强大的动力和热情这和您的认真严格的萨达那规范修习还有认真的研习 Prabhupada 的书籍是分不开的
Yeah Krishna's mercy
的确是这样的确是这样那是 Krishna 的仁慈
Is there any particular way that you study Prabhupada's books or do you In other words, you have a program where you read a certain amount of time every day or a certain number of verses or like that. You have a plan for study of the books?
读圣帕巴德的书籍，你有没有什么特别的方法或者是计划？比如说，或者是阅读的习惯，你每天读多少诗节或者多少页？你有没有读书？您的读书计划是怎样的？
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with the CHAD program, chapter a day. So I read a chapter a day of Bhagavad Gita, and then I also have another bookmark where I read the purports as well.I don't think Prabhupada would be happy if we just read the translation, don't read the purport. You know? So then I read Srimad Bhagavatam, I read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion. Every day I try to read these. I don't have an exact schedule, but I read every day. I spend some time reading these books.
我没有一个确定固定不变的一个读书的日程表，但是每天我都会读一章《我家梵歌》的诗节一章。但是我想，我们只读译文，只读这个诗节，不读要旨 ，Prabhupada 也不会高兴的。所以，除了每天固定的读一章《我家梵歌》的一章之外，我也会去读要旨，这是另外一个进度。其次呢，我也会读《圣典波加瓦坛》《永恒的主查坦尼亚经》《父爱的甘露》，每天我都会抽时间读这些书。
Well, I like what you said. You do it every day.
Yeah.
你说的每天这个要点我很喜欢，每天。
So I guess that's like an absolute necessity. I mean, to remain inspired and motivated to go out there and distribute the books, you have to read them every day.
So, I think this is a very important motivation, to always be motivated, to be encouraged, every day, to go out and write a book. The point is that every day you are reading a book.
So, a little bit different, you know, we'll go a little different angle.I know that, although not everyone in China knows this, all the devotees may not know, but you have a book distribution conference, and you share stories from around the world of, you know, different book distributors and, you know, some quite extraordinary stories of how Prabhupada's books have, like, transformed people's lives.
可能很多中国奉献者还不了解 Vijaya Prabhu 他有一个平台是去分享派书故事的，世界各地奉献者们派书的故事以及圣帕巴德的书籍是怎样改变人们的生活的。
And I know you've been doing this for years. This has been going on for years.
据我了解，你组织这个论坛，那这个就是分享派书故事的这个平台已经有好几年了。
But of all those stories you've heard and you've shared, are there, you know, some that really stand out in your mind that really is like, wow, that was amazing?
那在您听过的众多的派书故事当中，有没有哪一个你印象最深的或者说让你听了之后觉得哇大吃一惊的这样的故事呢？
I was distributing books at a university, and one Muslim student came to the table, and I was showing him the book, you know, showing the pictures and showing him everything, and he was showing some interest.
有一次我在大学书摊卖书，然后有一个穆斯林的学生就走过来，我就给他看我们的书，给他看不同的照片。
And he said, "Yeah, this is interesting, but if I take this home, my parents will kill me."
他听了之后说，哦，这个挺好的，可是如果我把这个书带回家的话，我父母会杀掉我的。
So I continued trying to convince him to take it, and finally I said, "You know,God is more important than your parents."
然后继续再努力去说服他把书请走。 后来呢，我说了一句，我说神比你的父母更重要。
He said, "Wow, I never heard that, but it's true."
他说，哇，这句话我可从来没听过，不过你说的对。
But then still he said, "I can't take it though."
但是后来他还是说，但是我还是不能请书。
So the next day, he comes up to my table.
第二天
I'm so happy to see you.
他就又来到我的书桌旁边，说我很高兴再看到你。
You won't believe what happened last night.
他就说昨天晚上发生了什么，我说了你肯定都不信。
I was sleeping, and I had this dream where my parents were very cruel and mean, and it was just terrible. And then the Bhagavad Gita came, and it was glowing. And I was like, what's this? And then he's in the dream, he said, I have to get that bug, I have to get that bug.
他说你都不知道昨天晚上发生了什么，昨天晚上我睡着之后就梦见我的父母对我特别的残忍吝啬，然后突然我看到薄伽梵哥出现了发着光灿，当时我就想伸手去抓那个书，我想要得到那本书，我想要那本书。
So I said, you seeGod is more important than your parents. Your parents are so evil in that, and the Bhagavad Gita is glowing. So you got a Bhagavad Gita.
所以我就说，你现在明白了吧？神比你的父母更重要。你父母会可能会很邪恶，会很残忍，但是薄伽梵歌始终是大放光芒的。
So I told them, but make sure your parents don't see it. You got to hide it. You know, you don't want them to.Freak out on you.
所以就他就请了书，而且我提醒他，那你暂时先不要让你的父母看到，你要把它藏起来。
One time I was in the airport in Miami, and there was a family, a young girl, maybe 8 years old, with mother and father, and the lady wanted the book, so she told her husband.Give him a donation. I want to read this book, Signs of Self-Realization. He said, nah, you're not going to read it. Come on, let's go. No, I want to read the book. Nah, you're not going to read it. Come on, it's just going to sit in the bookshelf. You're not going to read it. Come on.
有一次在迈阿密机场，我看到一对父母带着一个大概8岁的孩子，他们看到我之后，那个女士就说你给我点钱，我给她布施，我要买那本书，就是觉悟自我的科学。可是那个男士说算了吧，你读不懂的，算了，把书给还回去，别买了。
So finally the little girl said, she looked up at her father and said, Daddy, I hate you.
后来她那个八岁左右的女儿就抬头跟她的爸爸说，爸爸，我讨厌你。
So then the, actually what happened was the lady that wanted the book, she walked away. And it was just the girl and the father there. So then she said to her father, Daddy, I hate you. And then he reached into his pocket, he pulled out $10 and gave it to me. And then they gave the book to the little girl, and she went running down the hallway, Mommy, Mommy!I got the book.
后来因为什么事情，这个妈妈就离开了一会儿，就剩下那个爸爸和女儿，那个女儿就跟她爸爸说，爸爸，我讨厌你。然后说着，她就从她的爸爸然后她爸爸就从兜里面取了几美元给到她，这个女儿就把钱拿过来给我，领了这本书。后来她跑到那边大厅那边告诉他妈妈说，妈妈，我买到了书。
I was distributing books at a university in Dallas, and this big guy, huge guy, he shouted at me, hey, will that help me get free of my anger? I said, yeah, come on over, let me show you.
有一次我在达拉斯的一所大学那边派书，一个身强力壮的一个男士就冲我喊说，你那个书能帮我摆脱愤怒吗？我说可以的，可以的，你来，我给你看，我教你。
So I showed him the picture how the soul is going through the body. So I said, you know, you're thinking that you're that body. You know, you got this strong body, you're very healthy, strong, athletic, but this body, it's going to die.
然后我就给他看博加梵歌当中的前面的一个插图，灵魂进入躯体的某个阶段，我就跟他说，你看，你以为你是这个躯体，但这个躯体它会经历不同阶段的变化，最终会死去的。
So he said, you mean I should stop working out? I said, no, 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 don't stop working out. But you should understand, this is not you. You're something different from this body. I also do exercise. I do yoga. I work out. I want to be healthy. But you should work out spiritually. You should become spiritually strong. Then you can become free of this anger. Because you think you're the body, you become angry when someone offends you.
因为这个人他身体很强壮，他在做运动嘛，他很看上去很健康很强大的样子，然后听了我的解释，他就说，那你的意思是我不应该锻炼身体了吗？我跟他说，应该可以锻炼身体，我也锻炼身体，我也在做瑜伽，但是问题是你不能只去锻炼身体，觉得你就是这个身体，你还要去锻炼你的灵魂，让你的灵魂变得强壮。如果只是锻炼身体，让你的身体变得强壮的话，你就觉得你是这个身体。当有人侵害到你的身体的时候，你会，感到被侵犯，你会就会愤怒。
So he said, "Okay, I like that. I'll take that book." He gave a nice donation.
他说，这个解释我喜欢。他就请了一本书，然后给了很多的布施。
I can go on all night telling stories.
I'm sure you can. Thank you.
要我讲派出故事的话，我也讲一晚上都讲不完的。我可以一直讲下去的。
I think the point is that you have seen so many persons' lives being immeasurably transformed for the better. I mean, really, as you said earlier, from dark to light. I mean, it's profound, the transformation.
我想这些所有的精彩的派出故事告诉我们的一个共同的事实就是，你亲眼目睹了圣帕帕德的书籍是如何改变人们的生活的，如何让他们的生命发生了不可估量的转变，等于说是从黑暗变得光明。
Okay, so finally, you know, what message or advice could you give, would you like to give to devotees, especially those who are younger, on how to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and, you know, always inspired or having increasing inspiration to distribute Prabhupada's books?
那最后想请您分享一下对于尤其是像那些还比较年轻的奉献者，你可不可以分享一下如何在 Krishna 知觉当中始终保持热情，热情的去修习，同时又是越来越热情备受鼓舞的去派发圣帕巴德的书籍呢？
Have a strict morning program and read Srila Prabhupada's books and you'll be inspired to distribute them.
严格的做清晨的节目，同时严格的每天坚持读圣帕巴德的书籍，这样的话你就会充满热情去派发。
And of course, pray for the desire to distribute.
当然，同时去祈祷，祈祷能有愿望去派发。
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Vijay. Thank you so much, Vijay Prabhu, for taking the time and, you know, granting us this interview and sharing, you know, so much of your wisdom and your experience of, over so many years in distributing Prabhupada's books. We're there. Hare Krishna. Shyamalila.
Yes.
Okay.
We're here.
You still on, Chris? Okay,
yeah,
there you
go. We're
okay.
Here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, Maharaj, also for giving this opportunity for me to speak about book distribution, my main service.
特别感谢非常感恩Shri Prabhu能够抽出时间接受我们的采访和我们分享这么多精彩的派书故事以及派书的感悟我们也感谢Maharaj能够给我这个机会来分享我非常钟爱的这个派书服务这也是我的主要服务
I'm just thinking ahead here if devotees have a question or two could I pass those on? We could arrange for you to answer those. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure. Of course.
关于派书方面，如果大家有什么问题的话，可以打上来。我们到时候会把问题转发给Vijaya Prabhu， 请他给我们作答。
Wonderful. Well, all glories to your service. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who's inspired us all to engage in that service.
所有荣耀归于Srila Prabhupada, 因为是他, 给了我们派书这么光荣的一个服务。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada's books.
所有荣耀归于Srila Prabhupada的书籍。
And to reading them.
Without which we can be 108% sure we wouldn't be having this call today.
That's correct.
相信没有圣帕帕的书籍的话，我们108%今天都不可能有这个采访节目.
One person in San Diego, one person in the Philippines, another person in Beijing.
一个在圣地亚哥，一个在菲律宾，一个在北京，根本不可能有今天这样的对话。
Remember that astrologer said that this person can construct a house in which the whole world can live.
还记得吗？占星师曾经说，圣普拉普哈的说，这个人他以后会建一所大房子，容得下整个世界的人居住。
That's very clear that. The bricks of that house are his books. So read them, apply them, and distribute them for the benefit of others.
所以希望大家为了自己也为了他人的益处，好好的去。 阅读圣帕巴德的书籍，运用圣帕巴德书籍当中的内容，并且去把这些书籍派发给其他人。Hare
Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Vijaya Prabhu. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.